The Tale of Wolverine and Snowy Owl. The vast expanse of the tundra, where the snow stretched as far as the eye could see, two creatures lived side by side. Wolverine, with his rugged fur and sharp claws, was known for his cunning and stealth. He spent his days hunting and scavenging for food, always on the lookout for his next meal. Snowy Owl, with her pure white feathers and piercing gaze, was a hunter of a different kind. She soared through the skies, her wings beating swiftly as she swooped down to snatch unsuspecting rodents from their burrows. Her sharp eyesight allowed her to spot prey from afar, making her a formidable predator. One harsh winter's day, Wolverine stumbled upon Snowy Owl perched on a frozen ridge, gazing out at the snow-covered landscape. He watched her for a while, curious about this bird who seemed so confident and self-assured.
"Hello there, Owl," Wolverine said, his deep voice rumbling through the silence. "What brings you to these icy skies?"
Snowy Owl turned to him, her eyes narrowing slightly. "I hunt here as I do everywhere else," she replied, her voice as sharp as her talons.
"But tell me, Wolverine, what is it that you seek in this desolate place?"
Wolverine snorted, his tail twitching with irritation.
"I seek whatever I can find to survive," he said. "Food, shelter, and safety are all I require."
Snowy Owl nodded thoughtfully.
"Ah, yes, survival is a necessary pursuit. But tell me, Wolverine, do you ever stop to consider what others might be seeking besides themselves?"
Wolverine snorted again, his ears folding back in annoyance. "What business is it of yours, Owl? I hunt to live, and that's all the answer I need." Snowy Owl gazed at him with a piercing intensity.
"I see," she said finally. "Then perhaps you should know what I have discovered here on this tundra."
Wolverine raised an eyebrow, intrigued despite himself. Snowy Owl spread her wings, revealing the vast expanse of the Arctic wilderness below.
"Come with me," she said, "and I will show you a world where creatures work together to survive, not alone against the elements."
Wolverine's curiosity got the better of him, and he followed Snowy Owl across the tundra. They walked in silence for hours, until they came upon a small herd of caribou grazing on a patch of hardy grass. As Wolverine watched, Snowy Owl swooped down to join the herd's protectors, wise old Arctic foxes who guarded their young with fierce dedication. Together, the creatures hunted and protected one another, sharing food and shelter in a delicate balance of life and death. Wolverine's eyes widened as he realized that Snowy Owl had been right all along. He saw the intricate web of relationships between the tundra's inhabitants, each creature dependent on others for survival. And he saw, too, how their individual pursuits were linked to a greater whole.
"Thank you, Owl," Wolverine said finally, his tone softer than before. "I see now what I had been blind to."
Snowy Owl smiled, her eyes shining with a newfound warmth. "It is not always easy to recognize the world around us," she said. "But sometimes, all it takes is a change of perspective or the guidance of another to help us see the world anew." As they watched, a fierce storm rolled in across the tundra, threatening to upend the delicate balance that Snowy Owl had shown him. The caribou panicked while the Arctic foxes huddled together for safety. But Wolverine and Snowy Owl stood side by side, watching as their new friends worked together to weather the storm. They knew each other's strengths and weaknesses, relying on one another to survive the tempests that would inevitably come. And in that moment, Wolverine realized that true strength came not from individual prowess alone, but from the bonds of community and cooperation. The moral. As the sun broke through the stormy skies, Wolverine turned to Snowy Owl with a newfound understanding.
"Thank you for teaching me this lesson," he said, his voice filled with gratitude.
"I see now that we are all connected, our fates intertwined like the threads of a tapestry." Snowy Owl nodded in agreement, her feathers glistening with the promise of new life. When creatures learn to work together and rely on one another, they can overcome even the greatest challenges, she said, spreading her wings for flight. "And it is not just survival that we gain, but strength too, for when we help others, we also strengthen ourselves." Wolverine watched as Snowy Owl soared into the sky,
leaving behind a tundra transformed by their newfound understanding. He knew that he had been given a precious gift, the knowledge of how to live in harmony with others. And from that day forward, Wolverine roamed the tundra with a new sense of purpose, one that honored his own strength while also respecting the intricate web of relationships that bound all creatures together. The end. A note, this story is an adaptation of Aesop's style inspired by fables such as The Ant and the Grasshopper, or The Boy Who Cried Wolf, but with its own unique characters and setting.